Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Father.
We celebrate today 29th Sunday of Ordinary Time. If you remember the Gospel from last Sunday, you probably remember that Jesus told his disciples to pray with gratitude, to be always thankful for every grace we receive from our God. Today Jesus is teaching us another characteristic of our prayer, that our prayer should be persistent. We, at the beginning of every Mass, ask for forgiveness for all our sins. And we will do this also today, saying, "The Lord be with you."
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to the Lord.
Jesus told his disciples a parable about the necessity for them to pray always without becoming weary. He said, "There was a judge in a certain town who neither feared God nor respected any human being. And a widow in that town used to come to him and say, 'Render a just decision for me against my adversary.' For a long time the judge was unwilling, but eventually he thought, 'While it is true that I neither fear God nor respect any human being, because this widow keeps bothering me, I shall deliver a just decision for her, lest she finally come and strike me.' The Lord said, 'Pay attention to what the dishonest judge says. Will not God then secure the rights of his chosen ones who call out to him day and night? Will he be slow to answer them? I tell you, he will see to it that justice is done for them speedily. But when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
When I heard that we sing a different response for today's responsorial psalm, I started to think how I will explain to the parishioners that I would like to talk about today's response. We use totally different response from what last Sunday. Thank you for the correction. And I would like to use even this today's response from our responsorial psalm, not only in English, but in Latin. And it is not to show you how good I am in Latin, because I'm really not. I don't know Latin, but it is a response that we use very often, especially for the masses with the bishop, when it is a solemn blessing at the end of the Mass. And in Latin it sounds like, "Adjutorium nostrum in nomine Domini, qui fecit caelum et terra." That is simply, "Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth." This is what we repeated again and again during our responsorial psalm. And what it means and what it tells us about, it is kind of very powerful reminder to whom we pray, to whom we direct all our prayers, and that God is really the creator of of everything what is around us, of every reality that we are part of. This is very important, at least sometimes, to have it in mind. And this Sunday, it is a wonderful day, wonderful time to have it present again. I recall several years ago the incredible story of some miners trapped in mine in Chile. You probably remember the news were full of this news, and even it was direct transmission of the rescue of these miners for 69 days. These men were there in this mine, and as next they counted, they put their whole trust in the Lord. And most of them, for most of the time, they believed that they will be rescued. In the crucible of suffering, we discover if these nice words truly have meaning. I'm still talking about our responsorial psalm and this response. Our help is in the Lord who made heaven and earth. One of the miners, Mario Sepúlveda, said that he emerged from his confinement a very changed man. He said, "I buried 4 years of my life down there, and I'm going to live a lot longer to be a new person." During these weeks there in this mine, he was trapped inside, and as he said, he could see both good and evil. "I was with God, and I was with the devil. They fought, and God won," he said. Sepúlveda said that during this time, it was his only solution and his only hope to grab God's hand and never doubt that he would be rescued. But a number of years later, many of them still struggle. Yes, they found fame, but not fortune. And many still struggle to make ends meet. Jesus taught his disciples to pray always and do not grow weary. We face the uncertain future in our country, in our world, and yet this is not a time for weariness, but one for following our Lord. And as this miner from that story grabbed God's hand and never doubt in his help, in his mercy. The Lord does not desire to allow our feet to slip, as the psalmist reminds us. Again, we need to repeat, our our help is from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. We see this in our first reading. We see Aaron and Hur supported Moses that he might engage Amalek in battle. We stand also ready to support our brothers and sisters, not in battle this time, but in good works. Weakness is always a threat in a spiritual life, and it is not realistic to think that we can keep going on full our spiritual life for days, weeks, and years. Our spiritual life finally has its own peaks and valleys. We see the widow in today's gospel. We see how persistent she was. We must have been persistent. This appeals equally to our state in life and our vocation. Marriages that stand the test of time often do so because the individuals involved are possessed with a new sense of commitment in other areas of their lives as well. Thus leads them. There is tremendous value in remaining true to our promises, even if there is short-term pain in the midst of these struggles. Our struggles test us to the core, but also at the same time make us stronger in the long run. How much more so far our spiritual life is. We must approach the divine well of God's grace regularly, lest we grow weary. 3 years ago, Holy Father spoke to priests at the Christian Mass in Rome, addressing this topic. He said, "Do I know how to rest by accepting the love, gratitude, and affection which I receive from God's faithful people? Or once my pastoral work is done, do I seek more refined relaxation, not those of the poor, but those provided by a society? Is the Holy Spirit truly rest in time of weakness for me? Or is he just someone who keeps me busy?" Someone can say, these words, they are for the priests, for religious people. But these words are appropriate also for all of us, not just priests. Each according to our own state in life, God will provide the strength to help keep our hands held high toward the heavens, like Moses in today's first reading. We need to repeat and we need to remember and remind ourselves this sentence again and again. The sentence, the response from our responsor psalm. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Amen.